This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way. Hey, listeners, host Matthew here. We have a live show coming up in Seattle on Sunday, November 6th, and it's at Barboza on Capitol Hill. It's a great venue, and it is also an awesome lineup. We have hilarious stand-up comedian Alicia Sanchez. We have hilarious podcast Sexual Awaken Baking, and for some reason, also us. Tickets are on sale now at bit.ly/smbarboza. That's bit.ly/smbarboza. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Make your business official with Google and Squarespace put together.
Yeah, we have some big news. Google and Squarespace are getting married.
Not really.
Not really.
But when you create a custom domain and a beautiful business website with Squarespace, you will receive a free year of business email and professional tools from Google.
So you can look like the professional that you are. Mm-hmm. To do it, go to squarespace.com/Google to start your free trial. And use the offer code LOCAL, that's LOCOL, for 10% off your first purchase.
Google and Squarespace. Make it professional, make it beautiful. I'm Molly.
And I'm Matthew.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all, and you can't have any.
And today we're talking about South African junk food.
Yes, thank you to listener...
Jan.
Listener Jan, who dropped this bag of South African junk food off at Delancey. I got the best text from Kevin, one of the people who works at Delancey, being like, somebody just dropped off a whole bunch of junk food for you. And I was like, This is living. This is living. Thank you, Spilled Milk listeners.
Yes. So Jan says, among other things, that she would have liked to provide some real classics, such as old-fashioned milk tert. That's M-E-L-K. Can we just change the name of our show to Spilled Milk Tert? Coke Sisters, Malva Pudding, Peppermint Crisp, Roly Poly, Stary Stumpies. These are things we didn't get. I'm sorry.
Wait, Stary Stumpies? No.
Yeah, S-T-E-R-I, Stary Stumpies.
Stary Stumpies, samosas.
Yeah. It's like a samosa, but made of mousse. Not true.
Oh, these things are not allowed on international flights. They must be on the terrorist watch list.
Yeah, Stary Stumpies is not allowed on an international flight?
And old-fashioned milk tert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there were some incidents.
However, she would be happy to share recipes if we're interested.
Okay.
So,
Jan, we're very interested in Stary Stumpies.
I love that she wished us a happy flavor journey through the items she was able to bring.
That reminds me of something that has happened one time and has stayed with me my whole life, which was the time that my wife, Lori, and I went to a restaurant in our neighborhood like 18 years ago, and the waitress came over while we were eating and asked, how are you enjoying the flavor? It was the most crazy thing I've ever heard, and I will never forget it.
It's so amazing how, like, precise language is, that if you just use, like, one word that's wrong, and even that word, like, flavor totally applies to a meal, right?
Oh, yes. But it made perfect sense.
But that is absolutely not the right phrasing. You don't say that. How are you enjoying the flavor?
And she wasn't, you know, a non-native English speaker. She was just like, I'm going to say something weird for the hell of it.
Like, how are you enjoying the Dairy Stumpies?
And she said it with a very, like, lackadaisical, like, disinterested.
How are you enjoying the flavor?
Yeah. How's the flavor working for you? So let's enjoy some of this flavor.
Oh, I'm going to get all up in this flavor.
Yeah, I'm talking about me, not the South African junk food. Should we dump this stuff out and go cheese plate with it?
Yeah. Let's start on the savory end of the old spectrum. Okay. Should we start? So we have
the old spectrum.
The old spectrum. So many things are a spectrum.
All right. So
let's see here. Should we do the old Simba creamy cheddar flavored potato chips?
Yes.
This lion roars with flavor is what the package says.
Yes. It's cute.
Look on the back. Is this like an apple or a potato?
Weird. It looks like an apple wearing a crown, but I guess it could be like a lumpy potato. Anyway, why would they put an apple on the back of a bag of potato chips, I ask you?
Okay. Ugh. There's something about the creamy flavor that's effervescent.
I am not a fan of these at all. But I like the label.
There's something about it that is like a little bit too real cheesy.
Yeah.
In a way that is off-putting to my American palate.
We've hit the cheese uncanny valley. Mm-hmm. Having said that, I think we are publicly criticizing a lion. And if
Simba.
We end up.
It's actually a beloved lion named Simba.
Yeah,
isn't Simba the king in The Lion King?
Yes, but a beloved lion is just as capable of gnawing your face off as a fearsome, like, evil lion. What was the name of the bad guy in The Lion King? Scar? Was that a lion? I haven't seen this in a very long time.
Or was it, like, Thor?
Yeah, I think it was Thor was the bad guy in The Lion King, and he came down from Asgard or something and hit people with hammers.
I think that was Sauron.
Oh.
Oh, it was the orcs.
Oh, it's really
The Nazgul.
You should not try and put a ring on the finger of a lion. I don't care what kind of lion tamer you think you are. That is not going to go well.
Did you know that I have recently made a friend who has a tattoo that says Elvis in Elvish?
I have no idea how to respond to that.
Isn't that just the greatest thing
yes.
you've ever heard?
Like from like a Lord of the Rings Elvish?
Yes. She looked up how you would spell, you know, there's a whole alphabet.
Okay.
Elvish alphabet. So she looked up how you would spell Elvis and she had it tattooed on herself in Elvish.
Well, and I know, well, okay.
I just
Hobbits and elves are different, aren't they?
They are different.
I'm going to get in a lot of trouble.
You are going to get in so much trouble.
Can we go back to something I said a minute ago?
Do you want to talk about South African junk food?
I do in a minute, but I need to clarify something I said a minute ago. I said you should not try and put a ring on the finger of a lion, yeah. But if you like it, then you should put a ring on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then you should write a top 40 hit about it.
Okay. Should we try these beetroot crisps?
Yes.
So here's what Jan said about the beetroot crisps, which I really enjoyed. Nutrition! Exclamation point. Although not necessarily great for health. But undeniably delicious.
I really like her.
Nutrition.
Nutrition.
That's my new rallying cry. Yeah, what do we got there? So it says sea salt and black pepper flavored beetroot crisps. I figured this is going to be good, right?
Oh, these are tasty.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like the crunch.
I like these a lot.
I like the crunch of them. Oh, they really nail the sweet and salty thing.
Oh, this is great. They're thicker than a typical root vegetable chip. I think you really get beet. These are great.
Nutrition!
They're high in fiber.
Ooh.
Digestion! Regularity! We should be on a commercial for something. Metamucil, maybe. Okay, so
you know
we need
we're all going to wind up there someday.
On Metamucil? Yeah. Yeah. On Metamucil Lane?
I just unplugged my headphones with my hand.
That's cool.
I mean, as opposed to any of the other ways I could unplug my headphones, like with my teeth.
Okay. I think we should do this one next. I don't know if it's going to be an interesting snack, but I like the name very much.
Okay, so tell us about these.
These are mini blue label Marie biscuits.
So I'm guessing they're going to be sweet.
Yep.
They're like...
Yeah, they're just like something. It's not shortbread exactly.
No,
it's,
it kind of reminds me of like the kind of just nothing flavor of an animal cracker.
It is exactly like
satisfying,
an animal cracker.
But nothing special.
But yet it's called Marie Biscuits.
I could see if you grew up with these, they could be deeply comforting.
If you grew up in the bosom of Marie Biscuits?
Like, did you grow up eating Barnum and Bailey like animal crackers in the little... I've never given those to June. I bet she would lose her mind. I loved those.
It is so hard to tell the different animals apart.
Oh, you mean visually? I was gonna say flavor wise.
No, flavor wise, it's very easy. Like, you know, everyone knows what an elephant tastes like.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to get a box sometime soon. Yeah. Oh, that seems like so much fun. Oh man.
All right.
Oh yeah, those are fine. Those are fine. I mean, I think it's probably got a real nostalgia factor to it.
Marie Biscuits.
Marie Biscuits.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Starting your own business can be difficult, but you know, Matthew, developing your online presence doesn't have to be.
I think you and I have been developing our online presences for years, but think how much easier it would have been if we had had Squarespace back at the beginning.
Particularly Squarespace and Google, who have teamed up recently.
Yeah.
To give small business owners like you and me, notice that I didn't leave you out of it this time.
Yeah, thanks a heap.
You know, they are giving us what we need.
Yeah. So, you know, Squarespace, they are the masters of the easy to create beautiful website. Google, they provide email, collaboration tools.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically, here's how it works. When you create your Squarespace business website or online store, you will get a free year of business email and professional tools, a custom domain, all that stuff from Google.
So you'll go to Squarespace, you'll build your website. Say you have a store that sells power tools, like I do.
Yep.
So my store is called Power to the People.
Oh, yes.
That domain was taken, but powertothepeople.cool was available.
Powertothepeople.cool.
I'm actually going to bet powertothepeople.cool is taken. But in any case, you've got a business, you need a domain name, you need a website, you need email, you need collaboration. Squarespace plus Google is going to give you all of these things.
Yep. So visit squarespace.com/Google to start your free trial and use the offer code LOCAL, which, take note, is spelled LOCOL, for 10% off your first purchase.
Google and Squarespace. Make it professional. Make it beautiful. Make it today. All right, where to next?
Oh, gosh. I'm really excited about all of these
things. Let's do the one you're holding.
No, I think we should start with this one, which I am a little bit scared of.
Okay.
These are speckled eggs, soft jelly eggs in chocolate with a crisp candy shell. So I'm guessing that it's like a jelly bean coated in chocolate.
Soft jelly eggs is just the grossest way to say jelly beans.
It reminds me of like a thousand-year egg. Or what is that? Is that the right term? 100-year egg?
1,000-year-old egg, 100-year-old egg, preserved egg. Old school egg.
These are revolting, and I kind of like them.
Oh, yeah.
This is horrible.
This is a
disgusting food.
This is a bad idea that shouldn't exist, and I'm going to eat three more.
Mmm.
Yeah, it's like an M&M with a jelly bean injected into it.
You get this, like, weird fruitiness, and then you get the chocolate, and then you get the fruitiness again. And then you get the chocolate.
Like a palpitation.
And then you want to eat more.
And then you get a premonition.
Really?
Yeah, I think I can see the future.
And it contains a whole lot of soft jelly eggs?
Yes, I can see like 20 minutes into the future when I will have a tummy ache.
Oh, a tummy ache. Good.
I
don't really like the word tummy. It's so juvenile.
I feel like there is no good way as an adult to describe that part of the anatomy. Like, stomach is very clinical, especially if you're talking about like the exterior part.
Yes, stomach definitely refers to stomach,
right?
Like the organ.
So, but like the abdomen, the belly. I don't like any of these.
I think belly is troublesome because it could imply that you have a belly,
right? So,
which would mean that it was like the wrong shape or something.
Yeah, but, I mean, there's no wrong shape. Everyone's shape is beautiful.
I totally agree. I absolutely don't school me.
No,
I agree.
Don't you school me? But okay, listeners, hit us up if you've got a cool way. to describe a person's midsection,
like down there, but like, not all the way down.
Right,
there.
Like almost down there. The treasure trail zone.
Let's see. How would you describe it? Like, gosh, what would you say?
Six pack. Two pack.
Two pack. He's dead.
Yeah. Great. Way to bring it down.
I think I'm going to go with belly, though, because, like, belly dancing, that's really hot.
All right. All right, belly.
Belly.
All right, belly. It sounds like a term of endearment, right? Like, you my belly.
Don't say that again. Okay, let's taste something else.
Okay.
Let's stick with the fruit-flavored things. Let's go with these Woolworths Food green apple cables. Soft, fruit-flavored tubes with soft filling. Who is writing the descriptive copy for Woolworths Food?
Well,
fruit-flavored tubes with soft filling? I'm pretty sure that each month when I ovulate, that is what's going on. Fruit flavored tubes with soft filling.
That's my understanding of the female reproductive system. It's a series of fruit flavored tubes, each one a different flavor, and there's like seven of them total
filling.
With soft filling. And like Cadbury eggs are up in there somewhere. Every month, one of the Cadbury eggs breaks open. The gooey filling comes out. I paid attention in health class.
So this has like a slightly greasy.
Oh, this is weird.
Yeah.
Okay, we absolutely need to post a photo of this.
I don't
this
know if I'm gonna feel
horror.
Good about this. I'm going in. I want it to be sour. The inside is kind of marshmallowy. Oh, I love this.
Oh, this is good.
Oh, it takes a real minute to like open up. Like a good woman. Just cut that out.
No, we're keeping it.
It takes a minute to open up. Like a fine wine.
Yeah. Keep going. What else you got? So, I did not like it. It's coated with some sort of like lubricant that didn't taste very good. But then once you get in there. Yeah, the flavor really blossoms.
Once you get in there, you are traveling down the tube of flavor.
That's an excerpt from the poem you read at the coffee shop this month, right?
Okay.
Oh, man, we have three more things. Oh, my tummy.
Don't say tummy again. Okay.
My tummy feels crummy.
Well, your tummy's going to love these Cadbury tumbles.
I think you're right. Oh.
This is shortcake wrapped in milk chocolate. It looks like maybe on the outside it's going to resemble a Whopper or something, but on the inside it's going to have shortcake.
We didn't say what listener Jan wrote about the green apple cables. She said, delightfully tangy with artificial apple flavor, second only to artificial grape flavor in my book, although
yes.
with respect to the grape watermelon dichotomy, which she says, her hypothesis is that people favor either artificial grape or watermelon flavor, never both.
Oh, no, listener Jan, I love you, but I disagree. Oh, these are delicious. Your tummy's going to like these tumbles. This shortcake, which I would, when they say shortcake here, I think like in American English, we would call that shortbread because it's crunchy.
Oh.
Good, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Great crunch. It's like a little bit Twixy.
It's very Twixy. Mm-hmm. It's got that same kind of crunch.
Mm-hmm.
And the same like chocolate and cookie situation.
It seems weird that, more candies haven't gone down the chocolate enrobed cookie road.
You know, I really like the is it Ritter Sport that
does like a
butter cookie that's covered in chocolate.
I like
it's viciously sweet, but I really like it.
The Ritter Sport chocolate is not very good, but their varieties are very appealing, like the cornflake one. I like that.
I don't think I've had that one.
It's good. It's got cornflakes in it.
Huh, surprising. So now we're going to try the Nestle Milo bar, which says on the side, Choco Malt in Milk Chocolate.
I think I have had a Milo bar before. Milo is very popular in Asia, both as like a candy flavor and as like malted milk to make a drink out of.
This looks like, I'm just looking at the back of it, it looks kind of nubbly like a Crunch Bar.
Mm, oh. Yeah.
I like the texture. It's kind of got this water chestnut kind of texture.
Yeah, it's got a cookie crunch. Mm. You can taste the malt. It's very, very sweet, but, you know, it's a milk chocolate bar.
It's so sweet. I think it's going to make the inside of my mouth itch.
How do you scratch an itch like that?
I like that. I want it to be maltier, and I want it to not make my mouth feel like I need to scratch it with my fingernail.
Okay, so let's see. Milo, I believe Australian in origin, much like Lamingtons, is very popular in South Africa. One thing that we're not tasting that listener Jan included, possibly not knowing that it's just as popular in America, is Rolos. But she wrote that in the seminal advert, offering your last Rolo to someone is the ultimate act of love.
Oh, wow. That's so sweet.
Literally the ultimate.
Ultimate. So when Lori gets home from work today, are you going to be like,
I'm going to perform the ultimate act of love.
You're going to perform the ultimate act of love.
Yes. I'm going to stand in front of her.
Are you going to add it to your repertoire of sex acts?
That's right. I'm going to eat 9 Rolos while she's waiting and then give her the last one. It is the. Can you think of anything more romantic?
So tender. Uh-huh. Oh, true love.
I'm actually going to accidentally put the 10th one in my mouth and then say whoops and take it out and hand it to her.
No, I was thinking you could just like Lady and the Tramp it to her.
Oh, yeah. Just like send it on over.
Yeah. Red Rover, Red Rover
on the
style.
Tongue Express. Red Rover style. Sorry, delayed reaction.
Okay. Let's talk about what we've got now. The chocolate log. Which we're tasting purely because of the name, obviously.
A childhood favorite, marshmallow fluff on wafer, all covered in milk chocolate. What's not to like?
Can I just bite into it?
Yeah.
Although, I mean, look at this, would
Whoa.
You? This looks terrible.
Yep, that's very scary. And I bet it's... Oh, I thought it was going to, like, pull, like, marshmallow elastic when you bit into it. Mm, but either it's not elastic
enough. The wafer is really stale. It's so stale. Listener Jan, I know you did not mean for this to happen.
That was not the ultimate act of love.
No.
That was, we need to talk.
I don't feel great about that. I think I wouldn't love that even if it weren't stale.
Yeah, it's got that kind of very brittle, very thin, not very chocolatey chocolate coating.
I'm going to wipe off the lubricant on the outside of my green apple cable.
I think I'm going to have a couple more tumbles. So what would you say is your favorite of these? I love the beet chips, but it's a very different thing from this sweet stuff.
I'm going to go, I think the beet chips are the best all-around product.
These green apple cables are so surprising, though. I've never had a candy with this, like, fluffy...
It's kind of like the outside, though, is really waxy.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to go with the tumbles.
You know what it's like?
My tummy likes the tumbles.
It's like French kissing a pair of wax lips.
It really is. And I swallowed.
This episode is brought to you by Madison Reed.
Madison Reed is salon quality hair color with an authentic personal touch.
So I went to the Madison Reed website and it is so cool. You answer a few questions that are very easy to answer and they tell you exactly which shade of hair color is perfect for you.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
And all of its colors are 6-free, which means they contain no ammonia, parabens, resorcinol, PPD, phthalates, or gluten. Some of those things you've never heard of, but you probably don't want them.
So you can find your perfect shade at madison-reed.com and get 10% off plus free shipping on your first color kit if you use the code SPILLEDMILK.
That is madison-reed.com and use the code SPILLEDMILK. Okay, well, listener Jan, if we ever come visit you
this
in South Africa.
This box had some real ups and downs.
It really
Jan.
Did, and that's, I think that's the way it should be.
Mm-hmm.
That's. I mean, the world has some real ups and downs, and so should its boxes.
Mm-hmm.
When we come visit you unexpectedly in South Africa, listener Jan, you can serve us some Stary Stumpies and some milk dirt.
And roly-poly.
And samosas.
No, seriously, listener Jan, thank you for making my day by dropping this off at Delancey. And seriously, listeners, thanks.
Yeah, and Molly, thank you for making my day by dropping it off at my house and sticking around to eat it. It was the second to, it was the penultimate act of love.
A Okay.
Okay. You can find us online at spilledmilkpodcast.com, where we'll post a list of the things we tasted for real. And sometimes we forget to do that, but this time I'm on it. Picture of, at the very least, a disgusting-looking candy bar, but also of a delicious-looking green apple cable. Mm-hmm. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/spilledmilkpodcast.
Mm-hmm. And
you can leave us a review on iTunes.
Uh-huh. Yep, you can do that. It helps other people find us.
And until next time, thank you for listening to Spilled Milk. Rub our tummies and the love comes out. Like Care Bears. Nope.
I'm Molly Weisenberg.
No, no, no. No. If that wasn't acceptable, we'll come up with something else.
I've got some soft jelly eggs traveling down my fruit-flavored tubes.
No. I'm Marie Biscuits.
And I'm Molly Weisenberg.
Wait, where's the bag?
I don't know. You had it.
Oh,
there we go.
Oh, it's right here.
Hey, guys. Sean Hayes here. Jason Bateman, Will Arnett, and I had a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to sit down with not one, not two, but three presidents of the United States on our recent episode of Smartless. That's because President Biden, the returning guest, brought two of his favorite pals, former Presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, all joined us for unforgettable conversation. It's a historic episode of Smartless as we pry into the minds of these remarkable leaders. We'll cover everything from their time in office, America's responsibilities in the world, and their personal passions in an episode full of some candid stories, insightful perspectives, and a few surprises along the way. Whether you're a political junkie or just curious about the inner workings of the Oval Office, this episode is a must listen. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to hear from three of the most influential figures in recent American history. Follow Smartless on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also listen to Smartless ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.